4440. The guy that's going to talk to you, the attorney that's going to talk to you about your case, is Troy King himself, the former attorney general of the state of Alabama, the guy who stared down BP and pharmaceutical companies and companies like that. When you call 215-4440, the guy who will call you back is Troy King. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your home, your community. It's not where you live, it's where you belong. It's where you put down roots, built your business, and achieve your dreams. We started here, have grown here, and we're not going anywhere. We're as local as it gets, and we like it that way. We're not just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. Want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Peppertree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Peppertree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us in our new home at Peppertree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30, Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Some really dangerous travel conditions remain and will remain for quite some time here in central Alabama. What was snow on the road is now more like packed ice, and the high temperature today may struggle to reach 30 degrees. We've been in the teens this morning with single-digit wind chills. I think later on this afternoon, wind chills will be in the teens. Tonight, clear and cold again. The overnight low temperature drops to about 17. Tomorrow, a bit of a recovery. Sunshine, that'll melt away some of the snow and ice with a high around 43, low tomorrow night around 20, and then on Friday. Low 50s sounds like a heat wave, right? Sunshine, still upper 20s on Friday night, and lower 60s on Saturday. That sounds nice. You can stay up to date on all the winter weather with our free weather app. Trust me, it's really going to come in handy. Get it on your phone today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What question did you ask me? You said text Kristen my order.
I said I will text Kristen the order.
Oh.
And then you just...
I was getting ready to text her.
You powered down.
I'm sorry. I thought you were, I thought you were telling me to text her my order, which I was about to.
Well, yeah, whatever.
You know, he really doesn't listen to anything you or I say.
He doesn't retain
any
information.
Even if he hears it, he just definitely does not retain it.
He doesn't want to
hear it. I was talking to him this morning, and he was like, you got four kids? Really? Yeah.
Did not say such a thing.
You're on the morning show? I didn't know.
It's your one-year anniversary.
Yeah, what?
When did you start here?
Do you have a code to the front door?
I know I've told this story 15 times on the air. It is my absolute favorite story for people who are just unaware. because my favorite baseball player growing up was Ricky Henderson. I loved Ricky Henderson. I just thought, you know, he set records left and right, stealing bases. He hit home runs as a leadoff guy.
He just
played the game to have fun. He didn't really get too serious about it. He just knew he was better than everybody, and he played it, and then he went on about his life.
Kind of like Bo Jackson was. He's like,
Well, it just, but anyway, he played and I can't remember where it was, but there's a guy named in the Major League Baseball years ago named John Olerud, O-L-E-R-U-D.
Mm-hmm. I remember Olerud.
And Olerud he had a skull condition, and his doctor told him, you can play baseball, but you can't wear a soft hat.
Yeah, he's the one that wore the...
He wore a batting cap out in the...
ears on it.
Yeah. When he played first base. And so he and Ricky have been teammates, I don't know, with the Mets or something. And Olerud got traded a couple years before, and then a year later, Ricky Henderson gets traded. And he ends up at the Blue Jays, and Olerud's up at the Blue Jays. And Ricky Henderson, early in the season's running out to his position out there in left field, and he comes out of the dugout, and he runs past Olerud on first, and he stops, and he looks at him. He says, that's something. He said, I used to play somewhere else with a guy who wore a batting helmet and played first base. And Olerud said, Ricky, it's me. It's the same guy. That is my absolute favorite story. So
that is GBC.
It's total GBC.
You know, sometimes you run into people at work and you're like, hey, now you knew? No. Been here for 18 months.
That is like dude's life that we saved that night.
That guy that spilled a beer in my car when we were driving him home because he was drunk.
We had, I'll tell the story. We got nothing else to talk about.
I'm just going
to
preface, I'm going to preface it with, it was the day that we found out that Chris Cornell died.
Okay.
All right. And so we were at the karaoke place.
Yeah. Dude was distraught.
And he comes in, and he is pretty hammered when he walks in, and the sun was still up. And we're still at about 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
And so he's sitting there at the end talking, and I look at him, and I'm like, dude, I went to high school. Now, when we were in high school, his hair was cut about like yours.
My?
Perhaps, no, like Barron's. Now it looks about like Emily's.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
to be clear, she, for those who don't know Emily, and
Emily has
picture,
long hair.
But it's set in a purple mohawk.
Okay. I mean, I am a trendsetter.
So
watch
anyhow,
out, world.
I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you remind me of this dude I went to high school with. I won't say his name out loud, but you are, you know, Joe Smith made over. And he looks me dead in the eye, and he says, Clay, I am Joe Smith.
And then it was like 15 minutes of, no, the F you're not. Yes, the F I am. And like just back and forth, like the shoulder push. No, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
no,
we
man.
Traded seats.
Yeah.
We're high-fiving.
Look at my driver's license. No, man. Look at my driver. Oh, you got to be crapping me. Like.
And so then we, as the night progressed, Emily
it's like
and
she
I,
wrote a Woody Allen movie right here on the set.
What?
You wrote a Woody Allen movie right there on the set.
I know what your dirty ears heard. So anyhow, we decide throughout the night, this cat cannot drive home. It's like, dude, let us take you home. Nah, I might. You're okay. So we devise this scheme. I say, Amy, I said, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And when I come back, I said, you get his attention. I said, because his car keys were sitting on the counter. I said, I'm going to steal his keys, put them in my pocket. So we do that. So anyhow, we go out and pretend to look for his keys everywhere. And so
you're
we get him
leaving
home.
Out that he got kicked out. He was told to leave.
And that's when we got him out of there. We get back to pick my vehicle up. And my cell phone's gone. I can't find my cell phone.
Mm-mm. Like, this is after home dude gets into Betty White with a beer that I didn't know about, and he was in the back seat, and he was doing this lean forward, try to hug old Lady Hayes thing, and spilt a full beer in the back seat.
He was hitting on a 78-year-old?
I know. It's hard to believe.
He was slobber knockered now. I mean, he was.
Thanks.
Thanks. Whoa!
So Clay is basically saying, I only get hit on by guys who are super duper drunk.
Or mentally unstable. We do. We need cameras in here. Just for that look. I tickle myself again.
Do it live!
So anyhow, we get dude home. Can't find my cell phone. So I'm all freaked out.
He's freaked out over a $59 flip phone.
This is my flip phone too, man. I mean, it wasn't one of these
second generation Samsung.
That was a GZ1, thank you. And so anyhow, the whole next day, I got one of the kids' phones and trying to figure out if and somehow dude had stolen my cell phone and put it inside his car.
Why?
I don't know, but didn't he live with his mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so
he's not a listener. He's obviously in the area.
Hey, listen. This cat remembers zero about that night. I guarantee you.
Are you reminding him?
No.
He could be listening to me and like, oh my God, that guy. That guy sounds horrible. It was pretty wretched. Now, I understand.
But we saved his life.
We did, and we needed to do that.
And probably other people's lives.
No kidding. But the one thing he was like, I live just around the corner. No, you don't.
Yeah,
no,
around a big-ass corner about 30 freaking miles from where we were.
It was just like, you know, I have to be on the air in the morning. I still have to drive home. I've had no sleep. I'm mourning the death of Chris Cornell. It was just bad news bears day for old lady Hayes.
Oh, it was just a cakewalk for me. It was just a dream come true.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Life is so easy. It's like daffodils and dandelions. And no, you're
life's
skipping
hard,
through,
I've been told.
Like Tiny Tim tiptoe through the tulips. Wake up, Baron.
Are we done making fun of old lady Hayes?
Nobody was making fun of...
I don't know. You,
Emily?
You kind of picked at her a second there.
Oh. Really sensitive, actually.
She is. She is very sensitive. You see the tears coming. Look at the mascara running down her face.
It's quite the delicate flower.
Looking like Tammy Faye Baker in the studio.
I love that Saturday Night Live skit. What was that lady's name that used to do Tammy Faye on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, I can't remember.
God, those were the days Saturday Night Live. They were super funny back then. Super funny.
We'll be back. 272-9228 is the telephone number. Look at the cat just dragged in. Are the roads as bad as they were?
Yes, and my roommate so sweetly said, you know that if you crash, the police and emergency vehicles won't show up. I'm like, really? Oh, and insurance won't cover it.
Yeah.
I think y'all have a good day.
We'll be back.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, this is Baron Coleman from News and Views from 9 to Noon with the distinct privilege and honor to talk about my good friends and one of the finest restaurants I've ever been in the city of Montgomery. And that is Midtown Pizza Kitchen, a restaurant so good they actually had to expand up to Prattville. They have two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville and the original Midtown Pizza location, Midtown Montgomery Zelda Place Shopping Center, handmade, homemade Italian, marinara bubbling on the back burner, perfect blend of cheeses on all the dishes, handmade, hand-formed lasagna, spaghetti and meatballs, the soups, the salads, pastas, calzones, strombolis, and a full selection of some of the best pizza you'll ever put in your mouth. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. If you have not yet tried Midtown Pizza Kitchen, go today. And if you have tried Midtown Pizza Kitchen, go back. You know what you're missing every day that you don't eat there. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, high-end Italian food in a casual, family-friendly, relaxed atmosphere. Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
No other vehicle quite matches the safety and confidence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE, so we're comparing it to a quarterback. A quarterback's offensive line protects him from every angle. The GLE has radar systems and ultrasonic sensors for complete coverage. A quarterback can get penalized for delaying the game. If you delay, you'll miss this great offer. There's never been a better time to experience the security and intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE. Lease the 2018 GLE 350 for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,223 due at signing. Test drive one today. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through January 31st, 2018. Some equipment described as optional. See Operator's Manual for additional information and warnings. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 227 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or call 334-277-5700.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
After 11 o'clock, I do want to thank our generous sponsors of hour number three, and that is Cole Plumbing, who, you know, without our sponsorships, the hourly sponsorships, the endorsements, without all that, there's just no way we could put together a news broadcast like we put together every day. And if you're tuning in for the first time, it's not always just three people sitting around jawboning, but that's kind of one of my favorite episodes when those things happen. I'm not going to lie to you. But Cole Plumbing sponsors those two. 279-8919 if you...
You didn't hear me because you're deaf.
Well, I didn't hear what you said.
Don't worry about it.
Go on. What'd you say?
You said sitting around talking, jawboning some of your favorite whatever.
Yeah, and you said?
Sober.
Huh?
I've said it twice.
Somber. Somber.
Somber. So give us an update on the roads. You were the last to be on them.
Very icy.
Very icy?
Yes, I took Fairview to Narrow Lane, to Vaughn or Carter Hill, and then Perry Hill.
And it was awful the whole way?
Yes, and then the cold outside has made my cold progressively
worse. Are you getting a cold?
Oh, I've had it for the last few days.
Got that Coleman crud.
But I've just been knocking it out with medication, heavily medicated.
Well,
we can really jawbone if you'd like.
What kind of medications are you taking?
Anything you can't discuss on air?
Listen, oh, right. I saw him in the parking lot taking his medicine. He's got a special inhaler.
Actually, no, I didn't inhale anything today.
I just light that the back of the medicine bag on fire.
That's right. I've never seen instructions like that.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Alka-Seltzer, cold and flu.
Alka-Seltzer, cold and flu is the best thing that ever happened in the world.
And I've been told it's great for hangovers, too.
I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Alka-Seltzer, cold and flu.
Yeah, somebody who's a pro gave me that recommendation.
Alka-Seltzer, cold and flu is good for a hangover?
I was told this. I'm like, that's
daytime? Fizz.
Yeah, daytime. It doesn't make you sleep.
There's a whole Emily Hayes drinking hangover cure school button somewhere.
Yeah.
Where plop, plop, fizz, fizz is mentioned.
Well, and this whole day feels odd, so I'm just going to talk about it. Like, I've had guests lined up for all this week. Guy last night, of course, had to cancel. 84 sat in. Guests tonight, we're going to talk about wrestling.
And if I must say so myself, Joey, your show last night was probably the best show you've done since you've been on air.
That was a fantastic show, actually.
It actually was a pretty good show. We ended up with us.
It was deep. It was profound. I liked it. But then the guy tonight was supposed to come on and talk about wrestling. And he's
wrestling.
He's from out of, you know, in the boondocks.
So
he can't make it. So it's just like, man. Well, is Dan Moore going to be able to make it to the studio? Is Greg going to be able to make it back?
Who in the world would you ever find to sit in with
Greg
you
offered me $30 to stay with you for 3 o'clock.
Sure. If you want to stay.
You notice I just pocketed the whole 30?
We'll make a party
fine.
Out of it.
I mean, I've already said multiple times this morning, I can't go home. If it's like that now, it's way different than it was when I came in at 4 o'clock. And I came in from town. I didn't come in from Prattville.
Right.
So there's no way I left
well,
the
where
cats.
Where are you going back tonight?
Huh?
Where are you going tonight?
I got a pillow and a blanket in the car.
And dry shampoo.
And makeup remover wipes. And fresh clothes. And toothbrush. And a bottle of Makers.
Bang, bang, boom.
Nice.
And an extra pack of smokes. Thank you, 84.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Pack them all, Marlboro Lights, soft packs.
Well, that's not normally what I smoke, but I ain't going to let a gift horse in the mail. Due to the what?
Oh, I just feel
odd. No. Oh, poopy chickens.
Oh, no.
Something I wanted from Seafood Bistro, because they're like the only people open today. They don't carry them anymore.
So you went out and had a few. Boy, are you going to feel that in the morning. That is, unless you call noted hangover expert Emily Hayes. By drawing upon her years of experience, Emily can tell you how to avoid those pesky hangovers. Emily, what if I had too much beer?
If you take ibuprofen or Aleve and you drink a good deal of water before you go to bed, you're going to cut some stuff off at the pass. Okay, it's never going to affect you.
How about too much whiskey?
Pedialyte. You don't do Gatorade anymore. You do Pedialyte.
Pedialyte's cough medicine, isn't it?
No, Pedialyte is what you give kids when they're dehydrated.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's like chock full of all that stuff and you bypass all the Gatorade. Blech. Okay. And you just go straight for the Pedialyte.
What about vodka?
You get the cheeseburger combo from Milo's with extra Milo sauce and one of those mega 44-ounce sweet teas.
Greasy.
You will be good to go.
And what if I get loaded on homebrew?
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
So don't suffer with an old hangover. Call Emily Hayes. 1-800. That's 1-800. Call the Emily Hayes Hangover Clinic today.
If there's any 18-year-old, it'll wreck your buzz. We'll tell you.
Not associated with the Emily Hayes Driving School.
Yay!
Yeah.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I found it.
You found the button?
Well, I found the bit. I don't know if there's a button associated.
Apparently, there's like a whole page.
There is. I saw several.
Sure, there is.
Which is funny to me because I don't think of myself as a funny person.
No.
Mm-mm.
You just say funny things.
I'm just honest. And apparently,
I got Emily Frank Sinatra.
No.
What is that?
I think that's an exit song.
Emily Hayes, Hangover Clinic, Driving School.
You might should play that one with the road conditions we have.
The driving
and maybe
school.
Get some advice from old lady Hayes on how to drive in this inclement weather.
Are you tired of the ho-hum boredom of everyday driving?
Yes.
Want to spice things up?
Yes.
Then you need to call the Emily Hayes Driving School. It's life in the fast lane when Emily Hayes teaches you how to get in your car and go. Emily will teach you how to put the pedal to the metal, how to straighten out the curves, and what to say when you pass those speed limit signs.
It's a proven fact that driving too slow can cause these ailments.
Headaches, muscle pains, fever, bleeding from the lungs, meningitis, kidney failure.
Some people drive fast, but they don't drive Emily fast.
I think it stems back to when I had braces.
So call That's once again and ask for Miss Hayes.
Don't call me Miss Hayes. That just frosts my pajamas.
Call the Emily Hayes Driving School and call them
today.
Don't call me Miss Hayes.
You know, it's all Rusty. Like, Rusty just...
Oh, I
Rusty
know.
Comes up, and his birthday was yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Rusty.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I saw another one here that maybe would be appropriate since it's Rusty's birthday.
Birthdays are awesome!
When you say there's a whole page, I mean, there may actually be two.
I just don't... Yay!
Drudge just freaked me out.
With,
I didn't realize it was the 20-year anniversary of the Lewinsky dalliance the Lewinsky affair. So
yeah.
I thought it's like, wait, president sex affair with a 23-year-old. Wait, Trump did the same thing 20 years to the date? And I believed it for a second.
Did I ever tell y'all about the my first Halloween in Mobile on radio?
Okay, hold on. Left field's coming in now.
I'm going to make this all make sense.
Okay. So we go from Monica Lewinsky to your first Halloween in Mobile.
My first Halloween in Mobile, that was on a morning show for a AAA station. The host and I, like the radio station always did a big party at the Soul Kitchen in Mobile, and there's costume contest and all that stuff. Anyway, we dressed up as Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. It was hilarious. Stain on the dress and all.
Oh, my.
Boy, man.
Man.
And my hair.
Miss Emily.
Are you naked? And my hair was to my elbows at that time. My roommate pinned it up, so it was a kind of more of a bob. It was really intense.
Did you have a beret?
I did not have a beret, but
more of a bob.
He was
more of a bob.
He was smoking a cigarette.
Well, that did freak me out.
You okay?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Oh, he's fine.
Oh yeah, he's gonna get in trouble if he responds.
Yeah, he's gonna get us all in trouble if he opens his mouth.
Be quiet.
She looks like she had a long night.
If Trump was anybody,
that's
else,
who I'm going as Halloween. That's who I'm going to be for Halloween this year. Since that guy at the bar told me I looked like Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
How are you gonna make your eyes look two different directions?
Is that how we spoke to you too?
Hey, do you know you look like Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
I came out of the loo. I mean, was I day drinking? I was afternoon drinking. And he's sitting at the top of the bar, and I come out of the loo, and he goes, "Hi. Hi, girl."
Hi.
And I said, "Hi." And he said, "Anybody ever tell you you look like Sarah Huckabee Sanders?" And I said, "No one's ever said that to me, sir." And he said,
"You know who that is?"
"You know who that is?" And I said, "Yes, sir, I know." And he's like, "You sure do look like her."
Wow.
And I was like, okay, all right.
Thanks.
Cool.
You nailed my doppelganger.
You want to say the size of my 401k?
I take care of you.
I can't.
I can't get over this. That is the funniest story.
Three times that guy came up to me on New Year's. Three times.
Someone just asked, is 65 still closed going north? The answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
I-65 north is closed starting at the Prattville exit.
They moved it down because they did have it closed.
It was
186.
And that's what, 170?
Prattville is 179.
No, this is the Highway 31 Prattville exit.
That'd still be 186 then.
Okay, yeah. So this is...
Third Prattville exit, Pine Level exit.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's closed from there all the way to Peach Park.
Well, and I'll be honest, I did not want to come in today and just doing the city roads, a short drive. That was nerve-wracking enough. I don't know why you'd want to go on a major highway.
65 is now shut down, north and south.
Yeah, it looked like they were. When I was coming in, I saw probably six troopers
in the middle of town. Yeah, from US 80 to Fairview, 65 is shut down.
That's
and
exactly 85 where they were
is
going.
Now shut down from Ann Street to Perry Hill Road, and then shut down again, really all the way to pretty much to East Chase.
It's in a situation like this where
stay off the interstates.
Where I start to think somebody like Bill Burr's a genius for learning how to fly a helicopter.
You know, that's
but
not
does a helicopter work in these type of conditions?
Yeah.
It should.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I had a helicopter.
Well, they say people in avalanches with helicopters.
Yeah, I could, like, you know, fly in. Like,
as long
right
as it's not, a, not like a volcano or something.
Right.
You ever see the videos or hear the stories of the people who were at Mount St. Helens, either there scientifically or recreationally, to see the volcano before it blew, and then they knew they were going to die?
Mm-mm.
The people recounting their last transmissions, where they've recovered their cameras and stuff.
I've seen a lot of stuff on Mount St. That is.
Oh, my gosh.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Lots and lots of people died on that.
God, that is...
But there were several people, and they could hear it explode or see it, and then they were talking to somebody on a radio, for example, and they said, okay, I'm not going to get out of here. Tell my wife I love her.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you mean? And they're like, and then the transmission's
over.
The
most amazing thing about those types of things are how calm people are.
Yeah.
And how resigned
they just
are.
Know. I mean, you look at it, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
This is what's about to happen.
Like the calls on, you know, 9/11 from the planes. Like, yep, we're going to do this. And we're going to take these guys out.
I guess something takes over, you know, inside you, and you just...
You're looking at me funny. I meant that seriously.
Everything's just getting really heavy right now.
No. I know you meant it seriously. I wasn't looking at you that way. I questioned some of those calls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you questioned that.
You ever use a cell phone on an airplane?
You're not supposed to.
Can't.
You think?
Oh, no, I've never.
I tried to use a cell phone on the 73rd story of a building in Houston and couldn't because I was above the cell phone towers.
Hmm.
And it was stated as a matter of fact when I was on the 73rd floor of the building in Houston, you won't get cell phone service up here. We're above the cell phone towers. Cell phone towers don't go up. They go out and down.
I don't know.
I've always been curious how people were making cell phone calls. Not just one randomly getting through, but dozens of people making cell phone calls.
Maybe the airlines are full of crap.
Maybe lots of them have
radio phones?
Satellite phones.
Yeah. I don't know.
Was Wi-Fi on the plane?
Right. Okay. 2001?
It hadn't been invented yet.
I'm not getting into the conspiracy. I've always been... That's been the one. It's not the one. That's been one of the major weak links of the 9/11 story that has never added up.
See how big that hole is in the Pentagon.
No, I'm not getting into all that. I'm talking. Cell phone calls.
I don't want to conspiracy
cell phone
talk
calls.
With Baron.
All out conspiracy, all y'all.
You.
Next time you're in an airplane, try to get a signal. Just curious.
I will.
And
do.
Technology's way better now than it was in 2001.
Well, I bet you I could call you from my helicopter.
We'll see. You and Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched both the Chappelle, the new Chappelle.
Oh, they're good. A lot of brittle spirits out there these
yeah,
days.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when you back. 272-9228. Came in close, I heard a voice. Standing, stretching every nerve. I had to listen, had no choice. I did not believe the information. I had a sluggy. Trust, imagination.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman. Happy New Year! 2018 is bringing a lot of changes to the mattress industry, and Mr. Sandman must liquidate hundreds of fabulous mattresses from Serta, Beautyrest, Restonic, Jameson, and other factories to make room for new models. Because I actually stock hundreds of mattresses, when changes take place, Mr. Sandman has to wheel and deal to clear warehouse and floor space. We are also overstocked with adjustable bases, beds, and luxurious pillows. We still have a few sets left over from our fire sale for you serious bargain hunters. Our premium sets include Talalay latex, hybrids, and a of course, numerous memory foam mattresses. We stock twins, fulls, queen, and king sets, and we'll sell odd box springs and mismatched sets. I will attend several shows in January to select my 2018 lineup, so I really need to liquidate much of my inventory fast. No interest financing and delivery are available. With around 90 models to choose from, amazing discount prices, and excellent customer service, it's a no-brainer to visit us in Montgomery or Millbrook for your mattress and headboard needs. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery for your next Mercedes-Benz or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com.
Hey, it's Pat Atkins here, owner of AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties. Thank you, everyone, for another successful year and for over 30 wonderful years in the River Region. In 2017, AKD launched a new product to offer our customers an inexpensive online solution for handling group sales. This product has been well received, and we have cut our teeth and are ready to set up your next door. So lose that complicated paper order form that has a habit of disappearing. Give the heavies a break. Sit back, relax, and watch your money roll in as you sell your sweet new gear designed and printed at AKD. If you're already an AKD customer, great. If not, make 2018 the year you become one. You won't regret it. Call or come and see us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or check us out on the web at goakd.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Was an Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. Under my boots and around my toes. Frost that bit the ground below.
Frank Zappa reminding
was 100 degrees below.
Don't eat the yellow snow.
My wife posted a picture. Our little puppy went out this morning.
Yeah.
Sam and did his business. And she took a picture of him. And she says, Sam reminds everyone, don't eat the yellow snow.
My roommate took out our dog, the red and fuzzy big booty booty, Mr. Gimli, this morning.
Did he like the snow?
Yeah, he said that, one, when the dog came inside, when Gimli came inside, my roommate's comment made sense. He's like, he's gone all Bob Ross on us, enjoying all of nature's white fine powder. And like Gimli, why does the snow make you energetic or something? It was ridiculous.
Can I ask? Dan Morris came in moments ago bearing what appear to be gifts. It appears to be a snow shovel minted in the early 1960s. Can I ask the purpose of you bringing it upstairs into the attic studio?
Casey needed to meet a
bill, yeah. Oh, Casey got into a bind on the way in. I thought it was because we were talking so much, you know.
I thought he was going to use it to shovel some other stuff
bull
out of here.
Doo-doo up here. He had to shovel his way in. I didn't know what was going on. But anyway, so you got a little bit of a cold, but you sound all right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You don't want what I had.
No, I don't.
Holy mackerel.
Actually sounds smooth and silky.
You actually, yeah, I mean, it's actually...
I feel like it could sing a Muddy Water song.
I'm a man!
Yeah.
And, whatever I had was
He was evil. Mm-hmm. Came from a dark place in this world.
Yeah. So, no, that's a terrible joke. I was about to say, so your family? Because I saw the pictures. Like, you're talking about, I'm healthy, and here's my family all laid out, all the kids. All
yeah, I showed Joey that picture, and then the day later, the next day. Like,
there's this thing, Joey, out there in the universe called karma.
Mm-hmm.
Finally caught up with old, I never get sick. I take vitamin D drops. All you got to do is take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin D every day, and you'll never get the flu.
And the turmeric. You got to have the turmeric.
I'm going to up that to 5,000. Listen,
turmeric.
I walked in from
Joey's. Got to have the cinnamon in it, though.
Pepper, black pepper. I walked in from Joey's show Friday night. My family looked like they'd been hit with the bubonic plague.
Ugh.
I mean, everybody's laid out. I mean, blankets up over their heads. They got the chills. They're shaking it out. Movies on. And I walk in. I was like, I think I've escaped this.
Yes.
I've watched them for days, lounging around the house, dying, moaning, wailing in pain as I laugh to and fro work. And I came in Friday night. I was like, well, I got the whole weekend to figure out if I'm going to get sick. About 2 hours later, I thought, boy, it's hitting me hard.
Isn't that a terrible feeling, though?
You feel it coming.
You know it's coming, and you keep telling yourself, no, that's not happening.
Not happening to me.
I'm just hungry. Maybe I didn't eat enough for lunch.
I'm dehydrated.
Yeah. And then that
sweat over your brow is when I know it's real.
And you start breathing, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just go on and get this.
Well, not only that, every heartbeat. It's like sending a little fever patch to your head. Like, go on, lay down, big boy. Go on, I swear. Boom. Go on, lay down. Doom.
Just give in.
Just go on. No. You'll be fine.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
Oh, did you monitor the cryptocurrency meltdown over the weekend?
I saw a little bit of it. I mean, I don't own any, so I'm not that interested. But I did see the headlines. I saw Bitcoin was down a lot. Every currency was down.
Oh, man. It's not just Bitcoin.
Every currency.
I mean, it's...
Well, from what I learned when I was doing it a few years ago, that's how it works. When Bitcoin goes down, most of the others go down.
They do. They used to be tied almost like an exchange to them. But it doesn't quite work that way anymore. And I think everything's about to disconnect from Bitcoin permanently.
Yeah.
Bitcoin has not kept up with the technological process they need to be.
Well, aren't the transaction fees out?
Well, they have a minimum fee.
Okay.
So it's like a $15 or $17 minimum fee. And so...
So you'll never buy a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
I mean, that would be ludicrous.
Technology.
And so, you know, and then you've got the network's crowded, so you just got to get in line. And your block may not be confirmed for a day or two.
Wow. In some instances.
Yeah. So they're way, way slow right now. There's some Lightning network changes they're supposed to be bringing online and all that they're supposed to fix Bitcoin. But the reality is all the forked currencies are better. Every time they forked, Bitcoin is better. Bitcoin Gold is better. Cash is better. But, you know, people aren't using it. I don't know what they're going to do. But I actually slept through a dip in a coin I have that it was around 198. Give or take, 196, 98, right in there. But it had flown up from like 50 or 60 in a week to 190. Okay. It's one of those that went, you get a four-bagger real fast. And then it had floated back down about 150. And I told my wife, I think it's going to settle in the 150, 160 range, and I can live with that. And I'll just hang on to it because it's a rare coin that gives dividends. And I was like, hey, you know, I'll just sit back and take my 8% dividend here. Well... Don't ever have stop losses on when you have the flu. Because I had a stop loss on this thing at 117.50. I nodded off for about 45 minutes. And in that 45 minutes, it went from 150, actually it had gone to about 134, I fell asleep, to 88, triggering my stop loss.
Yeah.
While I was still asleep, it went from 88 to 150. So I went to sleep at like 138. I woke up and I looked at it. It was like 150. And I was like, cool, I gained a little bit. Let me check my balance.
Nope.
Zero.
Sold out.
And I was like, what? And then I checked. I was like, look at my transaction history. I was like, when did the stop loss trigger? And then I looked at the history of it. I was like, it went from 150 to 88 to 150 in 45 minutes. And I was like, this is not a game for the week. So anyway, I just waited and waited and waited. And it eventually later that night came back down to 117.50, and I bought it back minus my 0.05% transaction fee for exactly what I stopped lost out at. But it's not a game for the faint of heart.
No.
But here's the deal. I mean, it's been a total bloodbath.
Most coins are down 40 to 50% in the last 3 days.
Hmm.
But you're still up probably 100% from mid-November, and no matter what coin you're in.
Do you think this is targeted in some way?
No, this happens every single middle of January.
Okay.
There's always a cleansing about the second, third week of January. And they've gone back and looked. It's always, for whatever reason, it's always the 22nd, 23rd, 24th day before the Chinese Lunar New Year. Once you figure out when that is, go back, that's when the big drop's going to take place. Now the question is, now that there's been a four-year pattern confirmed of that, are we going to see people bailing out ahead of that next year?
Mm.
So is that artificial drop going to be changed?
But why is it dropping? Are people cashing out on it?
Well, here's the deal. The Chinese New Year apparently is bigger than our Christmas in terms of travel and them needing money and all that kind of stuff. And so they cash out in order to finance their gift buying. And the 3 or 4 weeks ahead of it is like their Thanksgiving. It's the official kickoff of their gift buying season. So they cash out to get gifts.
And maybe Americans are cashing out to pay off credit card debt from Christmas.
Yeah. It could be any number of reasons.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, everybody liquidates at the exact same time. And a lot of it's probably like me asleep with some stop loss on, 20% below the price, just in case everything goes haywire while you're asleep in the middle of the night. You at least didn't lose everything. And locked in some of your gains. I just couldn't believe it had bounced back. Because if I'd have been asleep, as soon as it started rising back up, I'd have bought more. I mean, if I'd been awake looking at it, but whatever.
Hmm.
I've got it back. Actually picked up 7 more shares.
I think you're doing well, actually.
Got to be careful not to say shares, or else the Securities Commission will start calling you.
No.
What? Shares with dividends? That sounds like a security. It's not a security.
So what are we going out with music-wise? What are you thinking?
We'll play from the very best of Canned Heat.
Oh, gotta like that flute. Is that a flute?
Oh yeah, it's a flute.
Definitely. I was thinking, is it a flute or a piccolo? But
who told you he's a piccolo player?
You know, one time at band camp.
Well, shut your mouth. You're not a redhead.
Speaking of flutes,
we'll be back.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Some really dangerous travel conditions remain and will remain for quite some time here in central Alabama. What was snow on the road is now more like packed ice, and the high temperature today may struggle to reach 30 degrees. We've been in the teens this morning with single-digit wind chills. I think later on this afternoon, wind chills will be in the teens. Tonight, clear and cold again. The overnight low temperature drops to about 17. Tomorrow, a bit of a recovery. Sunshine, that'll melt away some of the snow and ice with a high around 43. Low tomorrow night around 20. And then on Friday, low 50s sounds like a heat wave, right? Sunshine, still upper 20s on Friday night and lower 60s on Saturday. That sounds nice. You can stay up to date on all the winter weather with our free weather app. Trust me, it's really going to come in handy. Get it on your phone today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, the application process couldn't be any easier than it is right right here at Alabama Home Mortgage. We don't keep bankers' hours here. At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can complete your application 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No appointment necessary. On the go? No problem. We know you're busy. You can start the mortgage process right from the palm of your hand. Apply on your time, not ours, by visiting our Facebook page or website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Click on the Blink link to get started today. After all, there's no place like home to apply for a loan. If you are ready to apply for a home loan, wait no longer. Apply today at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Or give me, Kim Williams, and my team a call at 567-4223 to get your Alabama home mortgage today. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our pepper tree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in pepper tree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us in our new home at pepper tree shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30 Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Boots that he's wearing.
Yes. Talking about the Napoleon Dynamite scene?
Yeah. Anybody that's seen Napoleon Dynamite is throwing down right now. That is a hilarious scene.
This is the very
and then the way he runs off stage.
Yeah. That dress the woman on Fox is wearing looks like it was sponsored by Pepto-Bismol.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it is a
that
very...
That is precisely the same color.
Why is it that shade of pink, often meant to cure nausea, gives me nausea?
I don't know, but have you ever noticed they always wear... They all wear solid dresses. There's never...
Yes.
And if there's a pattern, it's maybe a light stripe running from top to bottom.
You got
to
be careful with those patterns with those... cameras. Now they
when it's only one of them sitting there, it's not noticeable. But when you put four women on a single white couch like that, it's very noticeable that they're all wearing single dark, you know, or bright suits, like, or not suits. They're wearing
monochromatic.
I
Yeah, monochromatic. Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Well done.
Well, and Dan, I'm just... Dan's off mic here, but...
Is that something like a dress?
Because of how heavily medicated I am, as is Baron, I'm not going to talk with the Americans here. I'll answer the phone calls. We'll have a great show, but... Ugh, fighting this cold.
Well, yeah, and Dan, if you start to come down with this thing...
Shoot yourself.
Yeah. Don't wait 4 days to do it because you're almost done with it. All right. Because day four is the worst. That's when you're going to want to shoot yourself. That's where I was cleaning the guns yesterday. Like, all right, I'm just about over this headache. But I woke up today and fever broke in the middle of the night last night. You know, one-ish or what, something.
That's not bad.
Woke up about 1:30. And I was taking, when I say mass quantities of vitamin C here for the last few days. I mean, grams and grams a day. And I think it eventually did the trick. Either that or just time. I mean, it just...
Yeah.
Time ran its course. But made me feel better, I'll tell you that.
Well, you look better.
You got tricked once before, though.
What are you talking about?
You told me your fever broke Sunday night.
It did break.
It came back on you.
Sunday night it broke. It didn't get to 98.6. It got to like 99.1. And the same thing happened to all my children, too. But I thought I got old man strength. You know?
I can open jars of pickles. Yeah. I can break fevers early.
That's right.
Give me that peanut butter, son.
That's exactly right. So, you know, every one of them had the fever for a day or two and then felt good for about 12 or 14 hours and fever was pretty much gone. And then, boom, the next day, just death was on their door. And I knew the pattern because it happened to all them, but mine had gotten down. And that's when Sunday night I was like, I'll probably be in Monday. But, you know, I've ordered up a replay just in case, you know. And then... About 10:30 Monday night, I was like, death has wandered into Pike Road, and it is hunting me down. It is going to find me and kill me.
You heard. I opened the door, and the Grim Reaper standing there. Come with me.
That was Norm MacDonald. No, so, and I also yesterday saw Jack at the gas station.
Yeah, you're not going to see him there today.
Yeah, what's he suffering from?
Same thing.
Man.
I think he's got the same flu.
He looked miserable.
I called him this morning just to check on him. Old Jack was having a bad morning.
Yeah.
He was having a bad morning.
Did he answer his phone when
he
you called him?
Yeah.
Well, I think he knows. Must have been hallucinating then with
I
the
think
fever.
He knows when he's sick he needs to answer the phone or people panic.
Well, and he seemed miserable in the gas station, but when I saw him in the parking lot, he was in good spirits because he did his usual. Rolled down the window, he goes, how's your whole family? Like, yeah, that's Jack Campbell for you.
Jack Campbell, ladies and gentlemen. All right, guys, it's been fun. 84, thanks for coming by.
Sure thing, man.
I'll get out a few seconds early. Let Tom do a little mechanic work on the board here. Joey, enjoyed it.
Indeed.
You were the last person I talked to on the air Friday before I got sick. And the last person I talked to when I'm back from being sick. I hope I'm not the last person you talk to before you get really sick.
Yeah, well, hopefully, well, maybe you'll come back.
All right, guys, I'll be back in the morning. Jack won't be here, so I'll be looking for sidekicks if anybody's bored. It's noonish. We'll be back.
WACV Cusada.